This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Some of them,
745.
Certainly some of them are baseball excuses. Like, yeah, like this, the fact that these teams have all lost, I mean, how much money with their local TV deal. I mean, I knew that was going to be a doomsday scenario the minute that I knew this was going to accelerate the bad times for the Guardians. I knew it. I had warned everybody like 4 years ago, like, hey, have you guys been paying attention to the local TV stuff? But what fun is that to talk about that every day? Well, then they did it. They got the rug pulled out from underneath them. There were some attempts behind the scenes to get some other teams involved to figure out a local TV revenue stream. But the Guardians were like out on their lonesome and they lost $40 to $50 million. And guess what? Next year, again, there is nobody to save the day there. They're just going to be down that money. Well, you already had one of the lowest revenue streams in baseball anyway and one of the lowest payrolls. So, yeah, if you're asking me, like, am I making excuses for the Dolans? I've wanted the Dolans to sell the team for a decade. I just have always been like, be careful who buys the team because they might not keep the organization intact. And then what do you have? The only thing you've had all these years is one of the best organizations in baseball. And now people are acting like the organization's terrible. I've heard this over the last...
I've not called the front office bad.
But I have heard from a lot of people over the last few days, well, they don't develop. Kirchin's saying they develop players. They don't develop players. They don't draft players well. They don't spend money. Okay, so why do they have so many wins? What did they do to win the games? What other ways are there to win baseball games? Was it Tito? Well, man, you guys put Tito through the ringer in recent years. Said the game passed him by and he had an antiquated style. Okay, then why did they win? What were they doing to win games all these years?
Well,
if it's not develop players, trade for players, what other ways are there? Where are they? Are they getting players from another dimension somehow?
I do believe.
What are they doing?
I do believe that if they were given more to spend, they would be able to do a better job. Because they don't get a lot to spend. Mm-hmm. We have to put everything under a microscope. It isn't very good where this year, you know, you've had Tyler Freeman do a good job. Junior Caminero is going to be in the All-Star game now instead of what, Alex Bregman? Because Alex Bregman got hurt. That's a kick in the ass for the front office there. But my problem has been, and it has to be, with the ownership. It's directly on what you get to spend on it. I think the front office has done a fine enough job. And I can't argue over the last 10 years. I mean, you're talking about a bunch of wins, fine. But in the grand scheme of things, why people are frustrated over what Tim Kirchin said to us on our show yesterday, which you go back and hear on 92.3thefan.com and the free Odyssey app, why they are mad is that it's just a giant participation trophy. You win a lot of games. Guess what? That's just a bunch of opening day pitches, a ceremonial first pitches, and free drinks at bars in Cleveland because we're pretty thankful. But people want more. And you could blame that on rings culture, but that ain't my fault.
Right,
that's the times we're living in.
Right, you're 100% true.
Okay, then where am I wrong? Why have you been yelling at me over the last 20 minutes?
Fans don't get to pick the owners, right? We are subjected to whoever buys the team, that's it. There really aren't. Are there any instances where fans have forced out an owner? How many times has that happened in the history of sports where fans have been so animated, maybe they boycotted, and we don't want to see a boycott?
I bet Ted Stepien was pretty close.
So it's hard to do, right? It's hard. Like, media doesn't really, as much as people give the media credit for running guys out of town, does the media ever really run a guy out of town?
No.
So that's pie in the sky. That's a pipe dream. So we don't get to pick our owner. So our owner is going to spend what the owner is going to spend. Then I'm sitting here, and I have to deal with the consequences of that. So if I know that we're going to have the lowest, among the lowest 7-8 payrolls in baseball every single year, I mean, what do you do with the expectations for teams like that?
If you can't have any expectations.
Like, we should be the Pirates.
If you can't
We should have been over the last 10 years, we should have been the Pirates, right?
Paul Dolan has done more for the baseball team than what the Pirates. See, that the Pirates are the example I use, which are 2 hours down the road. Their fans don't care. That's just a state park to look at the river over there. That's all that is. Oh, and once every 2 weeks, because you have homestands, you have Paul Skeens pitching for you. Maybe twice.
And they have to be told every day that he's gone.
That is just terrible over there. Paul Dolan's done enough, but he's done enough to get people mad at him, because they know you can do a little bit more. And because the front office is that good, they believe a little bit more can mean a big difference to you. Because no, not the Yankees and Dodgers and Mets win the World Series every year, for crying out loud. But that's part of the reason that people get frustrated, where the Royals won the World Series a decade ago. The Braves have won the World Series. I mean, these are teams that the Detroit looks like they could very well be in the ALCS or World Series this year. If Detroit wins the World Series this year, heaven help Paul Dolan on that with this fan base. Because when you come off an ALCS, it's expected that you do more. And I was with you up until I talked to Zach Meisel. I'm sorry, I know you weren't here for Zach Meisel. You were out dealing with the kiddos. But when we had Zach on, and he had to set me straight on that, and he had to basically embarrass me on the air that, no, you've been blaming a boogeyman that ain't true about what they've been able to spend and what they've not been able to spend and what they've been able to actually invest in this team coming off an ALCS, I had to be called out on the carpet for that and say, that's an excuse, and I can't do that anymore. And if I have no excuses anymore to make, then I only have allegations that I can throw at him.
Well,
you did not do enough to make your fan base, to give your fan base a reason to believe that you're doing what's necessary to invest in the team to win a championship.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that, because if you're just telling me they have all this money to spend that they're not spending, okay, we'll sell the team. But I've done that for 10 years. I don't know... I that would drive me crazy that I would just never watch the team ever again. And I don't want to do that. Or I'd never talk about the team ever again if I thought they were hoarding money that they could spend. And all of a sudden, what, every other Major League Baseball team is not running it like a business, but we're the one team that does? I think it's pretty clear that's not the case. I think there are a slew of teams and a slew of owners. And by the way, whoever ends up buying the Guardians, right, if it is supposed to be this plan
David
with
Blitzer.
David Blitzer, how is he going to run the team? Do we have him on record?
He'll run it like a business, and he will be yelled at too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's not where I have...
Will the payroll
the only
be,
thing that I think is going to really change...
Can somebody tell me what the payroll will be when the Blitzers take over?
I have no idea. The only thing I think is really going to change is a work stoppage. And if they have a work stoppage, then maybe David Blitzer is able to be the white knight in all this that is able to take advantage as the new owner.
That would be awesome.
But, and more than likely, we'll just end up yelling at that guy while slowly and surely the interest in the game overall, or at least at the major league level, continues to dwindle. Matt Nacar, you're first up on the fan.
Well, good morning, Ken and Anthony Dolan. How's it going?
What's up?
Hello, Matt.
So I was scrolling through the X waves and I saw like a big argument yesterday, and it seems like there's a big generational divide too with the fan base, because there's so many fans that are like, you know, I'm 60 years old. I dealt with this team being like, you know, the doldrums of the doldrums. You guys should be grateful for even being competitive. And then you have me and probably a lot of us that, like, you know, grew up on the 90s Guardians or Indians. And it's like, well, no, we were successful. We made it to a certain point, and we expect more, like, once you get to a certain point. And it's like ownership just keeps telling us, well, you got to be happy. And then when you have a guy like Tim Kirchen come on, say that you guys should basically be grateful for the Dolans, all it does is make you want to punch your windshield out. And it's like, it's basically like saying, oh, so if you're being served salad for a steak for 50 years, you should be happy to get a cheap cut of steak at a restaurant that's slightly better. Like, mm-hmm. it's ridiculous that, like, just, and I honestly do think that, like, Blitzer coming in will change it. And I think.
So, what indication do you have that would be the case?
I mean, Limeck, it can't get worse, and I don't think Blitzer's involved in politics.
There are like seven teams spending less money on baseball than us. Are you positive?
I mean, here's the thing. Blitzer's not involved in politics. No one seems to press Paul Dolan on how much money he spent on politics over the last years that could have went towards baseball. He's got money for that.
I think he's I think the baseball team.
I don't think that they use the baseball team for funds for that. But I think that thinking of is, you know, and I kind of threw it out there yesterday, Matt. It's where, listen, if he's going to sell the team, like somebody messaged me the other day, he's like, well, there's like another two-year plan for David Blitzer to take over. And it's like, okay, well, that makes it even worse, because you're thinking, well, why don't you go into hawk for your baseball team, because you're going to make it up on the other end, because the team's supposed to be worth $1 billion.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was the problem, too, like, in the Sherman years, because, you know, there was supposedly a plan for Sherman to take over, too, all that time. And then next thing you know, Sherman buys the Royals, and then they had to take out the share that he had that Dolan had to pay out, and then they had to cut payroll there, too. So it's like
what, Matt, point, what, like, I get, what I get nervous about...
Matt, thank you for the call.
I've argued over the years, I've been on the radio saying I wish they'd sell the team to somebody with money. Well, Blitzer has money. The problem is, unlike the Dolans who bought it at relatively a pretty good price compared to what it's going to go for now, right?
Yes.
And when they had the BAM money, they spent it. When they sold Sports Time Ohio, they spent it. They put it right back into the team. This team, it's going to be bought for not some big bargain, and they're going to buy it as a distressed asset, because the Guardians will be down $50 million a year in local TV money. So unlike when teams get bought and there's just all this new TV money, the Blitzers, if it's in, they're not going to get that benefit. So how do we know they're gonna spend it like it's a hobby and not operate it like it's a business? And then what I'm nervous about is when these teams get bought, they normally do clean house with the front office. So the one advantage you've had every year has been this front office. And when that's gone... And yeah, they're going to try to make a splash with big free agents. I'm just saying, buyer beware.
Justin Latta is going to answer all these things from the Locked On Guardians podcast at 8:22 this morning. It's time to play 2 Second Trivia, 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.